eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning of the week between Christmas and New Year's, where most people are not working, including some of our people. Rhea Hughes, not here today.
Happy birthday, Rhea.
That's right. It's her birthday
HBD.
Today.
Wow.
46 years old.
I thought it was guessing. 44.
44. That's right. 44 years old. Rhea Hughes, happy birthday. And also, Al Morganti is not here. He may end up doing a Flyers game on the West Coast. So we're not sure what's going on with Al. But he is not here today. In his replacement. And the judges for Winners and Weasels in what will be an epic contest starting in just a few minutes. John Johnson is here today as our news guy, and he's our winner judge.
Can't wait.
How you doing, John? You good?
I'm doing good, Ange.
All right. And Ruben Amaro Jr., he's our judge of weasels.
Oh, nice.
And let me tell you right now.
I've been the weasel a few times.
On both the winner and weasel package. Are you ready for this? Pair of tickets. Eagles Saints, Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field, brought to you by AAA Eagles MVP program. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details. Become an MVP today.
Nice.
You're going to the game if you win either winner or weasel. And I'm starting it earlier so we make sure everybody gets a crack at this. So think about it right now and jump on as soon as you can. We also got, I got a special treat for you. I realized something. It suddenly occurred to me driving in this morning. But I got all this fancy jargon, football jargon I'm getting now from Nick Sirianni and Jonathan Gannon and Shane Steichen. They're right. Trying to talk over my head. Not anymore. At 7 o'clock today, a man who knows football more than all three of those big mumbo-jumbo talkers is named Mike Lombardi. And what I'm going to do is this. This will be so dramatic, Johnson.
Okay.
I will play for Lombardi as much as he can tolerate from Nick Sirianni's comment.
So just a running?
About the getting burned 24 for 24 for 300 yards in the zone. Because remember all that jargon he used? I'm going to play it for Lombardi. And then he's going to tell us if it's as much BS as we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding behind the fact they got out coached. And I'm getting these coordinators later in this hour. I'm getting them. But I want to start strong today. And I realized something. I was home yesterday. I was kind of mulling over a lot of stuff that was going on. And I realized I'm playing Jalen Hurts on Sunday. I'm playing him.
You're playing him.
Now, listen to me. Have I consulted a single doctor? No, I haven't.
Apparently not.
And I'm not going to.
Why?
He's playing on the game Sunday because here's why. There's so many good reasons why he's playing. But let me just start. I'm going to do it using the words of Nick Sirianni himself. How's that? All right, I'm going to start with this. He started on our show Monday. I would say it to him. Hey, Nick, if it was up to Hurts, would he have played in Dallas Sunday? By the way, if he did, last Saturday, if he did, the Eagles would have won the game. Do you agree with that, Ruben?
I would agree, yes.
Hurts would have won that game for them. The difference was Hurts doesn't give up the ball the way that Minshew did.
No.
So, and he probably would have never thrown it to Quez and all those tight windows. That was stupid.
Likely
all right,
not.
So anyway, so I'm, and I go, look, if it was up to Hurts, I mean, it's a sprained shoulder. It's nothing, you know, nothing that serious.
Mm-hmm.
Would he have played? And listen to the answer he gave.
Jalen's ready to go. He'll play. It's just a matter. We always – Jalen's a warrior, and he's going to want to go no matter what. And so we have to be the ones that make the decision if he's healthy. You know, Jalen's obvious. It's his body. So he's obviously going to talk to us and say how he's feeling and everything like that. But then from the next step, we also got to go in there and say, hey, is this the right thing to do? And he is one of the toughest guys I've ever been around. He played through anything.
He'll play through anything. Great.
Yeah.
Play him Sunday.
Yeah.
Play him Sunday. You got to win the game. You understand you're not in the bye. You could ruin all the work you've done this whole season if you blow the next two games, and I wouldn't put it past you with those coordinators. Wouldn't put it past you.
Never take any game for granted.
Nothing for granted. You go into the playoffs with a three-game losing streak, guess what? You're going out real quick. Don't do it. Get back the momentum. Use the guy that got you there. He's only the MVP of the friggin' league. Use the man.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to play. He can't play. Play him. And here's more. Yesterday, Nick kept telling you. Tell me if he doesn't sound timid. Listen to Sirianni.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll continue to see how he progresses throughout the week. Does he have a chance? Of course he does, because his body heals. His body just knows how to heal. He's a freak. And so we'll see what happens as the week progresses.
Huh.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Huh.
What do you mean?
I think he's being coy.
I know he's being coy, but is he playing him or not?
But he's being coy.
No,
because
I don't mind him playing coy, but I want this guy to play. Do you think he's going to play?
If he's healthy, he's playing.
No, I don't want to if course. Is he playing?
To me, he plays.
Ah! Ruben Amari Jr., the boldest GM this city ever had. I love that attitude. You were bold. That's the way you did things.
Play him.
Play him. 100%. Then Nick was asked what percentage there was that Hurts would start Sunday at the link.
You were saying like percentage wise, or yeah, I don't know how to answer that question. He's feeling good. Yeah, obviously, if his body heals, I guess what I'm saying is if his body heals like quickly, which I'm seeing that it does, he's better than he was last week at this time because it's 7 days later. If that help you.
No, it doesn't help.
No,
me.
It doesn't help anything.
Because you're and I don't. I fully understand the need to be coy.
Yeah.
I fully understand you're not going to give this away, but in the back of your head, he did not even participate in the walkthrough yesterday. But
right.
That doesn't mean anything either. Because if you're not going to let them know who the quarterback is, you're not going to put him in a walkthrough. He doesn't need to do a walkthrough. He's been here all year.
I think today's the day.
Today is probably the day because he's going to need to practice. And if he's on that field, he's going to play on Sunday.
I agree with that.
If he's not on the field, you can't fully rule it out because of the will of the player. Jalen Hurts wants to play.
Gamer.
You've got to understand. First of all, the man is the MVP, maybe. He comes back, plays one more great game, puts him in with the bye, number one seed. He's the MVP. Get him in a game. Great. It's a sprained shoulder. This is not a debilitating injury. Get him in a game. Now.
Play him.
The final thing, Johnson.
Yeah.
It is an important game.
It's a huge game, yeah.
It's a huge game?
Of course it is.
Do you want a man who refuses to lose running your team in that particular game?
I want my best option in the game.
All right. Well, then you need Jalen Hurts.
You need Hurts.
And here's why. Because Nick Sirianni did an excellent job yesterday of dodging the main questions, but then doing a soliloquy on the feistiness, the will to win of Jalen Hurts. And tell me if this doesn't sound like a guy you want clinching the first seed in the NFC.
If you and him went up and you guys shot baskets together, he'd whoop you. If you guys went out and you guys raced against each other, he'd whoop you. If you guys went out and, tried to throw the football, see if it was to throw it more accurate or further, he'd whoop you. And so his body heals faster than yours.
All right. If he were playing the Saints, would he whip them?
Yes.
I think the answer is yes. Get him in a game! Get him in the game!
Ange, I'm trying to figure out, based on the audio we've just heard,
yeah,
whether Sirianni is becoming a better actor or he's being authentic in saying that Hurts isn't where he should be, where he was expecting him to be health-wise, so therefore he can't be committal as to whether he'll play.
The Eagles' philosophy is not unlike that of their defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon. They are overly protective. They are constantly nervous. But now I will explain to you why it is incumbent upon them to put Jalen Hurts on the field. Think it through. If Hurts does not play Sunday and the Eagles do what they're still expected to do, and that's beat the Saints in front of a very loud and excited and frankly kind of drunk fan base. New Year's Day. All right?
They'll still be drunk.
They're going to be plowed.
Yeah.
All right? So here's the thing. So they win that game. Now you got one more in the regular season, and that's the Giants. You've already clinched everything. There's no way you're putting Hurts in the line of fire in that game.
You'll have plenty of time to get it.
Not going to do it. Next week, bye week, not playing that week.
Nope.
Now he's playing in the second round of the playoffs after 5 weeks off. You want that?
No, absolutely not.
You need that?
No, 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 no.
Is that optimum for you performing in the biggest games of your season?
No, him sitting until the division round is not what you want.
Well, if you're not playing him Sunday, when are you playing him?
That's a good
question.
You're
not going to put him in against the Giants. You have one opportunity to bridge this five-week gap, and that's to play him in a meaningful game Sunday, win the game. Once you got it secured, I'll take him out. But make sure you got the game won. Get him out of there. There is nothing that precludes that thinking unless you're a wuss. You understand? You're a wuss. So I'm driving in this morning, ladies and gentlemen. And I had done the podcast yesterday with Jay Black, the TV show, it's called. And we were talking about our favorite movies of the year and all that. And into my head popped a quote. And I realized that it's my credo. And it's Ruben's credo. I think it's Johnson's credo. And it's the credo of everyone who does not feel life, but lives it. Here is Andy Dufresne in the movie Shawshank Redemption. This is what it's about.
Get busy living, or get busy dying.
Get busy living, or get busy dying.
Best
it was
movie.
Said by Tim Robbins in that film, and then it was said later by my man, Morgan Freeman. You want to hear the way he says it?
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
So here's what you got to decide.
My God.
Do you want to live or do you want to die this season?
You say that on the Barker?
Wait, hey, what's that?
Do you say that on the Barker?
All right. I am not here for you to analyze my lifestyle. I am here to preach the gospel of my football team. Whether or not I apply every standard of what I'm saying to myself is my own business. I don't like to share my bit, but this right here, come on, people. Who wants Hurts to play and who is not afraid? All right, he comes out, he gets hurt in the first series. Oh, what an idiot Cataldi was. All right, I was. But you know what? I was busy living. I was not busy dying.
They will not put him in there unless he's healthy.
No, I know, but
I think he's right,
listen,
this guy's going to will himself to play to it.
I know he will. No, here's the way this goes. They go to Hurts. You want to play? You're going to play? I'm playing. No doubt in my mind, I'm playing. Yeah. He told him that last week.
Yeah.
He's a week further past that now, right? So he says this. Now they go to the doctors. Doctors are afraid of everything. I don't know. You got to take a risk. I'm not sure. Now you go to the coaches because they actually make the decision. Well, the owner probably makes the decision. But now the coaches are talking to the front office. They go, what should we do here? Play him. Jeff Lurie, do you know how you got to be a billionaire? You got busy living.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
You got busy living. Live.
I will say this to help make your case. There is far too much we got this, don't worry about it going on. And so many times over, franchises who share that mindset with the fan base, everything goes bad after that.
Ask the Mets a few years ago. Ask the Phillies. They've had problems where they had it and then lost it.
Any given Sunday, man.
Take it while you can. Go on that field. It's going to be 60 degrees. It's going to be dry. The rain's stopping in the morning. You're going to have a warm, perfect day for Jalen Hurts to slice apart the Saints and put you in the playoffs with the bye. Come on. Get busy living. Let's go to Mike. That's going to be my credo today. I like it. You know why I like it, too?
I like it.
It's kind of like a New Year's resolution.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know, in the year 2023.
You going to start living?
I'm going to get busy living. Not start living. Every once in a while, I spread my wings.
Move to a different couch.
All right, you shut up. This is not going to be a good day for you, Johnson.
It's going to mix it
up. Let's start with Mike and Berwyn. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Do you want to play Hurts on Sunday?
I'm living.
That's all right. See, that's really all you got to do. Mike, they're going to talk themselves out of it. The kid's begging him to play. He's going to win the MVP with the game, and I don't want him shut down for 5 weeks. Why am I not playing him?
I got to tell you, I'm not confident with this team right now.
Me either. Why not? Why aren't you, Mike?
It starts with the coaches.
Yep.
John Johnson's been saying it all week, and I agree with him 100%.
No, Johnson, say what you said yesterday. So, it was a very good point you made about this this coaching staff.
My concern with the coaching staff, you look at it, you say 13-2. Come on, give me a break. They're the best team in the league. But what we are seeing is a coaching staff that is increasingly stubborn because of how they got here. So as the season goes on, there's more film. Teams will adjust. The quality of the opponent is going to jump when you get to the playoffs. I am nervous about a coaching staff so stuck in their ways that they feel the way they have done it will continue to work.
Yep.
And they will end up that will end up being will end the season for them.
They blocked out our noise, Mike. They don't want to hear the logic of it. But here's the logic of it. Their defensive coordinator was calling zones, and Dak was 24 for 24 for 300 yards. They can surround that with as much garbage, gobbledygook football jargon they want. That's a matter of verifiable fact. And on 3rd and 30, where the hell was their defense on that play?
That was an awful play.
How do they do that? Mike,
exactly.
I don't want them walking around telling me how great they are at 13-2 when I'm watching the games and I know better.
You know what? Go cinch that game, Sunday. Yep. You can rest him 2 more weeks.
All right, Mike, you had me at I choose to live. He's living. 215-592-9494. Marissa's checking in real early today. I love that. Mike from Douglasville. This is officially a football Friday, even though it's Thursday, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. And we are going to have Dick Vermeil on today. We're going to have Mike Lombardi on today. And we're going to have Jason Kelce out at 8 o'clock. It'll be very interesting to see what he has to say, because I already asked the coach how much it ruined his holiday that they lost to the Cowboys, and it kind of did. It had to ruin and Jason's such a great family man, but it had to hurt it. It had to hurt it.
Him not having Lane Johnson is going to be a brutal adjustment.
Yeah, it is.
It'll be a brutal adjustment till the playoffs when Lane Johnson will be there. When we come back, we're starting Winners at Weasels, because both packets have a pair of tickets for the Eagles and Saints game on Sunday, among other prizes. You're getting gift cards and Eagles hats, shirt and hat combos, lots of great stuff. So jump on now. I'm going to give you my Winners and Weasels when we return. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time 660.